Well, morning, everyone. Let's start with prayer. Dear Father God, we're here this morning, Lord. Father, you gave us a wonderful morning. Hey, no rain. That's awesome. We really needed some time on the track. And Father, we needed some time together. Before we go on the track, we want to be a friend of you. Hey, this is your day, and we're here for your glory, Father. We love you. We thank you. We just ask that you'd minister to us now as we read from your word. Just touch each and everyone's heart that's here. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So what I wanted to talk about today is a little, the lead-in's a little bit different than what we usually do. But in this day and age, everywhere you look, we're supposed to accept people for who they are, and we're supposed to agree with them, and, everybody is right, not everybody, you're not allowed to have your own opinion, because people just don't like that. They want you to agree with them. So I was like, one of the things that we have a tendency to not agree upon is religion, which I don't like religion. I like a relationship with Jesus as my Savior. But I don't really care for religion. But there are a lot of religions out there. And so often you'll talk to people and you go, I'm a Christian. And they're like, well, I'm Jehovah's Witness, or I'm a Muslim, Buddhist, whatever they might be. And you'll have the person that says, well, all religions are okay. It doesn't matter. They all lead to God. And is this true? So I just wanted to just hit a few high points here. Now, Jehovah's Witness, for instance, they believe in Jesus, but they believe that he was a human being. They don't believe that he was God. They don't worship Jesus as God. They believe that he was Michael the Archangel. And they believe only 144,000 people are going to make it to heaven. The rest of us all got to live here. So that's there. That's how they look at it. And it's just some quick points. We could be all day reading some of this stuff, and I don't want to. Okay, what do the Buddhist people believe? Well, Buddhist people believe in reincarnation. They don't believe there is a God. But the whole point of living here is, to a Buddhist, you want to achieve what they call nirvana. Well, what's nirvana? Well, you come here and you live lives over and over. You keep coming back as a different person. And eventually, if you get good enough, you'll achieve nirvana. Then you leave behind the reincarnation, then you live forever. That's what the Buddhists think. So the third one I picked, there's a whole list of them. But the third one I picked was the Muslims. Muslims believe Jesus was a great prophet. They believe he was sent by God, but they do not believe he was the son of God, or that he was incarnate like we believe. They also believe that Jesus didn't get crucified. They believe God took Jesus home and somebody else got crucified in his place. That's what they believe. So just reading those three, it would be really hard to say all religions are the same and they all lead to the same place. I mean, we're believing totally different things. But let's read out of the Bible, see what, as Christians, what we believe. And it's John 1, verse 1 is where we're going to start. It says, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. So who is this Word that we're talking about? Well, as we get further in, we're talking about Jesus. The author called Jesus the Word. And we keep going. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. So, now the first thing we see here is that Jesus has been from the beginning with God. God has been forever. I have a hard time understanding that, because everything we know has a beginning and an end. But God's just always been, and he always will be. And if Jesus is the Word, the way this writer puts it, he has been with God from the beginning. And he existed in the beginning with God. It says here in verse 2, it says, God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. So he's pretty important, I would say. Well, God sent a man, John the Baptist, that's verse 6, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. So now we're calling Jesus the light. And if we get further down, we'll see why. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. And I don't know how many of you have read that part in the Bible, but John was out in the desert and he was preaching about the coming of Jesus, and he was baptizing people. And it makes sure that we know that he is not Jesus. You know, John's just someone that God sent. Then it goes on, it says, he came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. So Jesus came here, but the world didn't recognize him, and those that didn't want to recognize him. It says, he came to his own people, and even they rejected him. Which is talking about the Jewish people at this point. The Jewish people, you know, they had the Bible, which were the Bible that they had were the first four books in the Old Testament was the Bible that they used. And you can go through there, and it very clearly, you can find, you know, where it talks about Jesus and who he is. And all things pointed towards Jesus, but they chose that they didn't want to believe him. Then it goes on, but to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. That's awesome. And he's like, you know what? You know, the people that I call mine, and why he chose the Jewish people rather than another group of people, I don't know. But that's, you know, that's kind of God's thing. He's a little bigger than me, so I don't need to know that, I guess. Otherwise, he'd have told me. That's how I look at some of that. But because they rejected him, he came to us. So that's awesome. So let's go on. It says, they are reborn, not with physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human. In other words, Jesus came to this earth and made his home among us. He lived with us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. In other words, Jesus came here for us. And then another one that's really hard to wrap your arms around, and you know, someday we may totally understand it. But it says that Jesus is God, but it says that God is God, and then later it also talks about the Holy Spirit who is God. So you got three entities, three persons that make up God. But the Bible teaches there is only one God. So they're 100% together. And the best way I've thought of it is the only way I can really explain it. If you took a corporation, you got three people running this corporation, they're going to be three different opinions, they all got their own ideas, and they all want to do what they want to do. If you look at the Trinity, which Father God, Father Jesus God, and Holy Spirit that is God, you got those three together, they are 100% the same on everything. They totally agree on everything. There is no, well, it's my opinion we should do this. They are one. And I think that's the way I think, that's how the Bible can call them one. Because they are one. They totally agree on all. So, Now we know that Jesus came. Well, let's see what else John says here, or what the Bible says about him. And you know, John was out doing his usual thing. He's baptizing people, you know, he's hanging out. It says, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one I was talking about when I said, a man is coming after me who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before me. I did not recognize him as the Messiah, but I have been baptizing with water so that he might be revealed to Israel. But John's like, you know, even I didn't recognize him just looking at him. It had to be revealed to me. Even John had to have him revealed. And John testified, I saw the Holy Spirit descending like a dove from heaven and resting upon him. Now, Jesus wanted to be baptized just like all the rest of the people. And when John baptized Jesus, the Bible says the Holy Spirit came like a dove and landed on him. Would that have been awesome to see? That'd be pretty cool. He says, I didn't know who was the one, but when God sent me to baptize with water, he told me, the one on whom you see the Spirit descend and rest is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I saw this happen to Jesus, so I testify that he is the chosen one of God. So the Bible very clearly says that Jesus is the chosen one. So what did we get out of all this? Well, we talked about three different religions. We just barely touched on their beliefs, but we did point out, you know, some of the big things. And then we talked about what the Bible says about Jesus, you know, which is what I believe. So where does that leave us? Well, not all religions are the same. And there's no way that we can say you're believing anything is right. So we have to make up our minds. We have to decide. Do we want to believe that Jesus is God, that he is the Son of God, that he came here? And then you've all heard me say it, and I'll say it again. You know, Jesus came here. He lived on this earth. He allowed himself to be crucified on a cross, even so he was totally guiltless. He died for us to pay for the sins that we commit. The sins that we commit is just stuff we do wrong. It doesn't have to be anything big or small or indifferent. But anything we do wrong got paid for by Jesus hanging on the cross. But if he would have stayed there, well, then we'd be no different than any other religion. But Jesus rose 3 days later. And he showed himself to the disciples and many people, you know, that he was alive. And then he went to heaven, and he said he's going to be up there preparing a place for us. But he's up there fixing, I don't know, he might even be building us a motocross track. Who knows? We never know. I don't know. That's you know, I like to joke about it. You know, I don't always finish all that good on the tracks. I always tell people, you know, the Bible says those will be last, will be first. So in heaven, I'll be doing great. You know, I'll definitely be at the front, man. So, but the conclusion there, what I talked about this morning, not all religions are the same. And I can't make you believe anything. Well, now, if you're sitting here and the Holy Spirit touches you and says, hey, you need to believe this, then you need to believe it. But if you have doubt, you need to pick up the Bible and read it. You got to get in there and dig this stuff out to where you can make a true decision. You have to make a decision. Now, Jesus has been here forever. He's the Creator. He's our Savior. He's our everything. He is God. And that's what we need to walk away with this morning. And if you don't like the way your life is going, or you have doubt as to what your life's about, well, if you don't know where to read in the Bible, ask somebody that you know that reads it a lot, that they can point you. I mean, I'd say start in the New Testament. If you start at the beginning in the New Testament and start reading, a lot of it makes so much sense. Also, and this kind of fits with what we're talking about, you know, our church is passing out Jesus videos right now, which show the life of Jesus in video. in I don't know how many different languages. But they were nice enough to give me some of the CDs to pass out. So anybody that wants one of the CDs, help yourself. If you got friends that you don't know where they're at, what they believe, let them watch the CD. It's not, I mean, it's non-threatening if you're afraid to talk to people. You know, and even myself, I don't like walking up to a perfect stranger and just start talking to them. I have trouble with that at times. But handing somebody a CD, go, hey, when you get a minute, you might want to check this out. It's easy to do. So help yourself to CDs. I also got one that I made myself. It's called Welcome to a Better Life. And it's real similar to what this is, only obviously I don't have Jesus in there. It's just me talking. But the storyline, there's a lot of the same story in there. And this is what we're used to. Well, this is old time. This shows Jesus' life. I mean, it shows him being with his disciples and all this. And those are free, too. So
right,
just help yourself.
5 minutes, like all writers so, in the Scoring Tower. Writers meeting in 5 minutes.
Hey, we got 5 minutes, and we're about done here. That's perfect. So, like I said, the point I want you to walk away with this morning is that not all religions are the same. And I can't convince you that the one that I believe is right, because I know it's right. You know how that goes. We all know we're right. But, hey, one thing I can tell you about Jesus, if you make a decision to follow Jesus, your life will never be the same. Not necessarily easy at times, because all of a sudden you have to make decisions. You know, before I was a Christian, I'd wake up in the morning, that's what I want to do, or whatever I want to do. That's what I'm going to do today. Well, when you start following Jesus, all of a sudden, he wants you to live a certain way. And he's not beating you up with this. I mean, it's not a, and that's where I talked about, you know, I don't like religion. He's not forcing us. He gives us freedom. But he asks us to do certain things because he knows our life will be better if we follow him the way he wants us to rather than the way we do it. And if we do that, there's times it's struggle because you might have some friends over here saying, hey, let's go, we'll do this. And you're sitting over here going, you know, that ain't really what Jesus wants me to do. I don't think I can do that. So it's a struggle. But the one thing nice about it, like when I go to bed tonight and I lay down and I close my eyes, no matter how crazy my job or anything else is or how nuts you are, when you lay there and you relax and you close your eyes, you know it's all good. You know that you're a winner. And with that, I'd like to close. Our God and Father, we love you. We thank you for everything that you do. We thank you for what you do for us. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus. We thank you for the fact that he died for us and rose 3 days later. And because of him, our life has reason, and we have reason to live. But the only way we can make all this work is if we take that first step and just step forward and say, Jesus, thank you, and we love you. Father, just touch every person here. Lord, draw them closer to you as only you can. We just thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen.